We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. So said the Magi. Well, who were these Magi? The word magoi means an astronomer or an astrologer, therefore a wise man. We sometimes also call them the three kings because of the precious gifts that they brought to baby Jesus. They probably came from ancient Babylon, what today would be present-day Iraq, and probably from the area of the city of Baghdad, at least in modern terms, where back then there was the observatory of Sipar. So they looked at the stars. Keep in mind, too, that about 600 years before our Lord, the prophet Daniel had been a Jewish exile in Babylon, and he was known as King Nebuchadnezzar's chief magoi. So they would have had even the prophecies of Daniel that talked about the star, the birth of Christ, the Messiah. So with that in mind, these magi came. They came knowing very much, but knowing they did not know everything. Then what about this star? Sometimes people wonder, was there really a star? Well, yes. Astrophysicists would say that at the time of the birth of our Lord, there is an alignment of Jupiter, Venus, and the little star Regulus that occurs every 38,000 years. So they saw this special manifestation of light. Now, there's a spiritual significance to this, I think. Jupiter, for the Romans, was the king of the gods. Venus was the mother god and the goddess of beauty. And then also, there's Regulus, a star which means little king. So can't we imagine then the Heavenly Father sending his son, the little king, into this world through the beautiful Mother Mary? This also is in the constellation Pisces. And Jesus said, go out, I'll make you fishers of men. The idea of bringing us all into faith and the church. So this star was unlike any other. So the Magi followed. They went to Bethlehem. They found Jesus. They prostrated themselves, this profound act of worship to God. They presented their gifts, gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, myrrh, a burial ointment for one who would die. They don't say anything, nothing that's recorded in the gospel. We hear, though, of how they went back by a different route, spiritually signifying their lives had changed. Yes, physically they went away from King Herod, but spiritually, now, they followed a new path of life. That light that shone so brightly in the heavens was now in their hearts. They had been awakened. That's the meaning of Epiphany. They had been awakened to the presence of God, having entered this world in Jesus. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we think about this Epiphany, we have to remember that beginning with our own baptism, we have been awakened to faith. We have been awakened to the presence of Christ in our lives. The challenge then is to search each day for Christ. That's what our spiritual life is about. It's a constant searching. We want to know Jesus better. We want to love Jesus more profoundly. And so we constantly search. This means that each day, like the Magi, we ought to be mindful of presenting the same three gifts to our Lord. That gift of gold. Gold is a very precious metal. We know that. Well, we should give our precious love to what is most precious, and that is Christ. Christ has to be number one. Christ has to be most valued in our lives. Nothing else. Christ first, then marriage, then family, whatever else it is. We can't follow the temptation of flipping it, as we do in this world sometimes, and letting something else become most precious. No, Christ has to be the most precious. Also, gold is a pure element, and so our faith needs to be pure. It can't be a faith of condition. It can't be a faith of reservation. We can't be someone who says, well, I'm a Christian, except in these circumstances. I'm Catholic, but. Or, I love Jesus if Jesus does this for me. No. As Pope Benedict's oftentimes said, we can't be Sunday Catholics, worship at Mass, and then live like atheists the rest of the week. Our faith has to be pure. So gold, that beautiful gift, that precious faith, that pure faith, then we offer that gift of frankincense, recognizing Jesus as the priest. The word priest in Latin is pontifex. It means bridge builder. So he's the one that really is the bridge that leads us through this life to the Heavenly Father in heaven. So we look at Christ each day and we spend time with him. This means besides our regular Sunday Mass, we take time each day for our prayer. Have good time for prayer. Again, that precious gift of gold. But that prayer where we unite our heart with our Lord, whether we pause to read sacred scripture and meditate on it, or say the rosary, or just share our life with the Lord, we have time for good prayer. The day, though, has to be awakened every moment to the presence of our Lord. So when you begin the morning, start with a little prayer. Father Farrell on Monday, Solemnity of Mary, suggested waking up and saying a Hail Mary. I wake up and I say, good morning, Jesus. I love you. Or my dear friend Bishop Curlin, who recently died, always woke up and said, Jesus, come into my life and walk with me this day. A good way to start our day. And then as we go through the day, just to punctuate it with prayer. Grace at meals, for instance, but also those little aspirations. Could be thank you, Lord. It could be give me strength, Lord. Could be give me patience, Lord. Help me, Lord. Whatever it may be, that we use those aspirations. And they give us great grace that we're staying awake to the presence of the Lord in our lives. And lastly, that gift of myrrh. In that, Jesus died for our sins. He offered the sacrifice and his sufferings for our salvation. So we make our sacrifices, those spiritual or corporal works of mercy, to show the love of God to others, to awaken people to the presence of God's love in this world. We also offer our sufferings. We all at times suffer, but we unite that with our Lord, looking to his love that he showed on that cross. We offer these sufferings for the atonement of our sins, or for the poor souls in purgatory, or even the sins of this world. So each day, be mindful of offering those three gifts. We awaken ourselves to our Lord, we search for him each day, and by finding him, by living with him each day, we know that he's not off like some star that's way off in the galaxy. He's with us. He's walking with us in this journey of life. There is a warning, though, in this gospel, to be aware of the Death Star, to use some Star Wars terminology here. Herod was a Death Star. So here's this king. Now, about 40 years before our Lord's birth, he was appointed by Caesar Augustus as king of the Jewish people. Herod, in Rome, literally sold his body and soul to gain that position. When he received it, he went to the temple of Jupiter in the Forum, and he worshipped Jupiter, a pagan action. He goes back. He was a tyrannical king who was very paranoid. He eliminated any threat of opposition. So he killed his wife, he murdered his mother-in-law, murdered three of his sons, all because he thought they were plotting against him. Augustus said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than to be his son, and Jews did not like pigs. Herod, if we went a little bit further, having tried to schmooze the Magi, having them tell him where this newborn threat king was, he orders the massacre of the holy innocents, those little boys 2 years old and younger. He wanted to murder Jesus. Evil, though, will always destroy itself. A few years later, Herod is going to die, as we all do, but archaeologists say he died from some kind of a cancer that just ate him from the inside out. It even putrefied parts of his body. So it's like his evil finally corrupted him. But that didn't stop him. On his deathbed, even, he ordered the arrest of 300 of the most prominent people to be put in the dungeon. Upon his death, they would be taken to the Hippodrome and slaughtered so that someone would cry when King Herod died. Fortunately, it was never carried out. But imagine that. He's losing his kingdom, so in his evil, they're going to lose theirs too. His life's going to end, theirs life's going to end too. What evil? The Death Stars. Well, be on guard, because the Death Stars are around us. Past few weeks, we've heard of all those scintillating personalities. It could be the Hollywood actors, Hollywood producers, the talk show hosts, the politicians, the athletes, that seemed so bright and yet used, abused, and scarred so many people. The Death Stars. So for you young people especially, if you're in college or if you're in high school, be aware of the Death Stars. The Death Star who says you can become very popular and successful if you give up your faith, deny your faith, take God's name in vain, mock your church, mock your religion. Be aware of the Death Star that says to you, you can be very popular, have a great social life, if you smoke the pot, the weed, maybe try the opioid, the heroin, or try the alcohol and get drunk with us. Avoid the Death Star that says, oh, I love you so much, send me some pictures. Or sleep with me without regard to baby, disease, reputation. Flee the Death Stars because they will use you, abuse you, and scar you for life. I can say as a priest, I saw it when I was in college. I saw it as a parish priest. I saw it when I was a campus minister. The only star to follow is Christ, because he brings true love. He gives you everything, takes nothing away. The Death Stars take everything and leave you used, abused, and scarred. Another lesson to remember from this is that while there's this beautiful star in the heavens, there's also the others. And we have to remember, we see all the saints, all the angels. Now, physically, we might not be able to see them, but spiritually, we should. Pray to your guardian angel. Pray to a saint. Have a good devotion to a saint who can lead you on that right path. Also, have good friends, friends that are like the stars in this life. The Magi, according to tradition, used to always come together and celebrate Christmas. And then about the year 50, they died within a few days of each other. They are canonized saints, and their relics are in Cologne, Germany, at the cathedral. Have good friends. So if you're in college, get involved in campus ministry. If you're a teenager, get involved in our youth group, or at Potomac Falls High School, there's a Catholic club. Have good friends that are going to help you stay close to the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, the Epiphany teaches us to stay awake, to search each day, to live our life by finding Jesus. If we do, then we will know great joy. We'll know true love in this world, and we'll see that joy and love fulfilled in heaven. May God bless you.